Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Andiswa Makhanda, spokesperson for the Passenger Rail Agency of South African, PRASA. How are you this afternoon?
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to the Chai FM listeners. Thank you for having me.
And thank you so much for making the time to chat to us. So today we're talking about the electric trains, and particularly in the midst of load shedding. And how are we going to correct, firstly, the mistakes of the past and ensure that the structure doesn't break? And especially, everyone's saying, with load shedding, how do we envisage this working?
Well, I'd like to say that, and to assure the listeners that the manufacturing of the electrical trains are neither affected by load shedding. This has been a plan or a project that started way back in 2014. And so whether there's load shedding or not, it's neither here nor there. We need to modernize. We need to build faster, modern and electrical trains, and our trains are not affected by load shedding. And even if they were affected by load shedding, it doesn't mean that we must stop the manufacturing of the trains. But I can assure you that they are not affected. They do come up, have their own system of electrifying the trains. They do have UPS as well. So the trains are not affected. And I hear and see on social media the ridiculousness of the assertion that we are manufacturing trains in the midst of load shedding. I think that's a shallow assessment.
Thank you so much for clarifying that. And so obviously the trains have got their own power, and they're not affected by load shedding. So I think that's the most important thing that I think I wanted to take out of this discussion. And then secondly, obviously, I think it's great. I mean, it's a huge investment. It's a $3.2 billion investment. And to manufacture 600 trains, obviously, for PRASA. And I believe that the 100th train has now officially been handed over.
That's correct. I mean, it is a major milestone and development in manufacturing these trains and making sure that they are delivered to South Africans. And so it's a major milestone for us. More than 100 have been handed over, I think 107. We are continuing manufacturing. We are accelerating the program so that we meet our deadlines and have the 600 trains delivered.
I think that is just fantastic. And the other question that I wanted to ask you, which I remember reading up on, and that is, there was an issue with the platforms that needed to be lifted to be the same level as the train. So it means that we have to fix the train lines because the wheels of the train are not the same as the wheels of the Metro Rail train. So has this been accounted for? I mean, is this an ongoing project as well?
Yeah, you raised the issue of the platform misalignment.
Yes.
I think we are also working on the platform rectification. There is that program to make sure that the trains and the platforms do align and that it's a seamless onboarding and offboarding of our trains. We are looking at also other cheaper alternative technologies that will assist. I mean, this is not unique to PRASA, but globally engineers have come up with solutions to ensure that trains and platforms do align, using whether some I've seen in other countries where they'd use a ramp to assist with that. So we're exploring those options. I think one needs to also put things into context and perspective, in that our rail network was built over 100 years ago. And so to change the entire platforms of the entire country is something that was not practical currently. We are working on now the platform rectification, because the trains had to be manufactured, and these are the trains of the future.
I am so looking forward to actually seeing these trains and to actually having the privilege to go onto these trains. And The last question I'd like to sort of just touch on, and the issue with cable theft and the stolen rail tracks and things, I mean, is this a big problem also to have to work through?
No, definitely. Security of our rail infrastructure is a big concern. And so we've devised an integrated security plan that will ensure that our network and our infrastructure is protected from criminals and vandals. And we've got an integrated security program. We implemented that on the Mabubane line when we recovered that service. And I can tell you now that since we recovered that service in Mabubane in September, we haven't had any incident of theft or vandalism, although there have been attempts. We are even changing the technology that we are using, including using anti-vandalism clips or anti-theft equipment. We're installing that. We're also reducing the use of copper on our overhead wirings, so that the coppers that we use that power the infrastructure that powers the line is not attractive to criminals. So we're reducing the copper content as part of our integrated security plan. We're also looking at walling and using technology as well in protecting our rail infrastructure. So security is a big issue. And I do want to extend an invite to you and your team to come and visit the Gibela train manufacturer to get on the electrical trains, and that's a program that we want to put together for all media that is interested, especially broadcasters who want to take part and ride these trains and look at the safety features that come on with the trains and the technology that is used. Because I mean, we sometimes use the example of the Gau train to show the sophistication and the modernization of the trains, and that it should not be only the reserve for the elite, but also people, low-income households, and the poor communities can also have access to sophisticated trains.
And Diswa Makande, spokesperson for the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, PRASA, thank you so much. And on behalf of the team, we would love to. We'd love to come in and see it and experience it. And thank you for an enlightening discussion and for making the time for us today. Have a very good evening.